Welcome back, everybody. Mama, I'm coming home.
Okay.
That's Ozzy Osbourne at its best.
Yes.
I think. I mean, that's probably the prettiest Ozzy Osbourne song I've ever heard. That's an anthem, Ty. Don't look at me like that.
He's speechless.
I mean, it's a fantastic song. Every great band has like their anthem song, and that's it for Ozzy Osbourne. Okay.
I guess so.
All right, everybody. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We're back for our second hour.
Woo.
If you're willing, please stick with us.
Yes.
Yeah. It's almost over. Yeah.
Just another hour.
If you were like at the point of going, I'm shutting this down, but I got to see what they're going to say next hour. Now's your chance.
Here it is.
Don't ditch on us yet. If you want to play along, you can always call us at 727-498-0502, or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. If you are just joining us, let me quickly reintroduce everybody here in the studio. Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Hey.
Present.
Yes.
To her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Hey.
Present. To her right is my boy, Ty Ginn.
Ah.
Absent.
Usually.
And my name is Mark, and I will continue to be your host for the rest of the evening. We've got some stuff lined up for the rest of the evening, some good stories. We're going to even play Stump the Chump.
Yes, we are.
We're going to even play.
We're even going to play.
We're going to even play. So during the break, we started talking about marijuana.
Yes, we were talking about which country we were going to apply for citizenship for.
Because marijuana is that big a deal in our life.
No. No, to escape the whole...
Oh, just to escape America.
Yes.
And all of its hijinks.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, where can we go?
Well, one place that we could go that's just across the northern border is Canada. And their Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, just announced on Wednesday that as of October 17th, marijuana will be completely legal in Canada. All regions of Canada.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can only live in two of them.
Now, the thing is, you have to be at least 18 to do it. And if you're not 18 and you get caught smoking the marijuana or possessing the marijuana, you can still go to jail or be punished. I don't think they even have jails in Canada.
Yeah.
So they're probably just...
they make you sit outside in the cold.
Yeah, they make you sit outside without your ski jacket on.
Yeah.
Don't be such a hoser.
Yeah, right.
Wait till you're a little older, eh?
Right, yeah. But anyway, yeah, they're doing it basically because they think that by legalizing the marijuana, that it will stop all of the illegal drug dealers and things like that. You know,
it will cut down, for sure.
Definitely cut down.
So. Definitely. I think it's a great plan. The only problem is Canada's cold.
I think now here in the United States, there are 30 or 32 states that have some form of legalized marijuana. It's not legal recreationally in most of those states, but in some states it is.
Yeah.
Colorado, Washington, D.C.
Yeah, exactly. California.
And they're doing great.
Yeah, well, they got one bad neighbor, but the rest of them are doing just fine.
No. Hey, it's Trump smoking pot?
Who knows?
Probably.
No, he's smoking that other crap, that synthetic crap. That's why he's so goofy.
Spice. Maybe you should start smoking pot.
It's all into spice. Hey, you know one of the things I was thinking about earlier with it being so hot?
Hot.
And he's got that spray tan. Do you think it's all streaky when he goes outside?
Probably.
It's like melting off him. It's like all of his like white shirt collars, are they all like orange?
Orange.
Yeah.
Look like they've gross. Been tie-dyed or something.
Yeah.
Cheetoed.
Gross.
Yuck. And his hair.
Right. Yeah, it's like if you shake his hand, it's like eating a bunch of Cheetos or Doritos. You got that orange crap.
And you know he just cakes it on.
Oh, yeah.
He's trying to make his hands look bigger.
It's bad. Yeah. Hey, but the whole marijuana thing is, look, it's time. It's time to legalize it everywhere as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
There's been nothing that says, no studies that have come out and saying that it's going to be harmful to anybody.
It's always treated me right.
It's yeah.
And
it's
we
been
have
beneficial
spent,
to so many sick people.
Right, and we have spent so much money and time trying to deal with this, quote, problem.
Yeah.
That's how they can pay for the Space Force.
Think about all
the people. Take the money from the DEA.
All the people that have been incarcerated for minor drug charges. I mean, incarcerated for years.
Right.
You know, there was that lady that he just pardoned because of Kim Kardashian. That was her first drug offense.
Yeah, but it was big.
Yeah, it was a big one.
What?
It was big.
Mm-hmm. Kim Kardashian went to jail?
No, Kim Kardashian went to see the president to ask for this lady
That's
to be...
That's the kind of open door policy he has.
Yeah.
He'll let anybody in there.
Well, anybody with the right, you know, 38, 24, 38.
And stove ass.
Yep, 42.
Well, he's best friends with Kanye now.
Yeah, well, I'd like to be.
Not. Why?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Ugh.
Of course.
He's going to run for president next.
Nice. He'll win.
Here's something that I saw in the Week magazine that if you are against legalizing marijuana, but you're still for all of Big Pharma's opioids that they keep prescribing to everybody.
Die already.
The opioid epidemic is deadlier for Americans than the Vietnam War was in its worst month. Yep. Opioids contributed to the deaths of 1.5% of Americans who died in 2016, while 1% of Americans who died in 1968 perished in Vietnam.
Right.
So, you know, this is terrible.
It's terrible.
Yeah, but it's making them a lot of money.
Well, yeah. And that's the wrong premise.
Yeah, well, to make a lot of money and be killing people at the same time is criminal in my mind.
Yes.
That is just criminal.
Mm-hmm. It's not right.
It's not good. Not good. Hey, all right, so look, it's summertime. A lot of people go on vacation in the summertime. If you're planning on taking a flight, here's something that you might want to consider when you book your flight. According to the FBI, the number of sexual assault reports aboard airplanes has grown by nearly two-thirds in recent years.
Yes.
What?
Sexually assaulting people on airplanes.
What?
I mean, it's really becoming a good place. Issue. Where are they going to go?
Mm-hmm. Says the Bureau said 63 cases of in-flight sexual assault were reported in the last fiscal year. That's up from 38 cases reported in 2014.
Whoa. Right.
Now, Steph, you're trying to tell me that it's just a minor groping.
Some of them, if you read on into the article. Some of the instances were, what you were saying is that, you know, these people were actually being violated, inside their undergarments.
Yes. I'm going to read that to you.
And yes, I'm sure some of those 68 cases were that. But there were other cases of where people felt like they were inappropriately touched.
Wow.
In today's society where we're shutting down those lemonade stands.
So what do you suppose
brush up against my breast in these tight quarters while I'm trying to put my overhead bag in. I'm filing a complaint.
So you're just tired of the complainers.
Yeah. I am.
This is pretty serious.
Grow a pair.
Well, it doesn't say the seriousness of it.
This says most in-flight sexual assault cases go unreported and involve unwanted touching, which is a felony that can result in prison time.
Okay. You're
any crowd, any line situation, any sitting next to someone you don't know situation is being touched how you don't want to be touched.
I swear to God, if you join her side,
I'm joining.
I'm turning your mic off.
Well,
you know, I mean,
I have control over here. You ain't turning nothing off.
And as Americans, we definitely have a different idea of personal space.
Yeah.
Other countries aren't like that.
Well, you told me what it was like when you went to Korea.
In Korea, people touch you.
You are disturbed.
Constantly, people are touching you.
Right.
You know, so I don't know. Yes, I mean, I can see where it could happen. And if it were an extreme case, like, you know, you're saying.
Well,
but
can I give you that extreme case?
Yes, please give me the extreme case.
Incidents generally happen on long haul flights when the cabin is dark, and victims typically report that they had been sleeping in the middle or window seats, often covered with a blanket or jacket. They report waking to find their seatmates' hands inside their clothing or underwear.
That's inappropriate.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, now here's the
but
thing.
But does it say all of the cases were
no,
that?
No, but no. 63 of them.
No. No, of the 63.
Well, it doesn't say that.
Some that happened. Yes, that's inappropriate. Yes, that's a problem.
Well, just the fact that could happen on your flight is frightening.
It could happen anywhere.
It could happen anywhere.
What's, if you fall asleep in a public place, you are vulnerable.
Think about this.
Is it happening at the movies too?
Think about how creepy this is, though. Okay.
It probably is happening. It most definitely is happening at the movies.
Some of it's not unwanted.
If you're the creep, and you're on a plane, and you're in the air, you know there's no way to get away.
Right.
How do you convince yourself that this is okay? I'm going to do this. How do you block out the fact that I'm surrounded by 200 people in a close proximity?
Right.
How do you think that you're going to put your hand in somebody's underwear and they're not going to wake up going, what?
Yeah.
You smuggled enough of those little Captain Morgan bottles in your prison purse.
Yeah.
To make it through this long haul flight.
No, if you read through the article, you know, the one woman complained, and I don't know what the guy did. I'm guessing he pinched her butt or something.
Look, I do that all the time. That's cool.
And she reported it to the flight attendant, and the flight attendant's response was, "Oh, well, he's a platinum flyer or something." You know, basically saying,
"Oh, that's all right then."
Basically,
that's part of the service.
You got a card and everything.
You know, look, why?
You got a free pinch.
In watching Battle of the Sexes in the 70s, that happened.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, you know, so now you're talking about older people that haven't caught on to the fact that that's not okay.
You don't touch people.
You know, I mean, older President Bush.
Bush, right, yeah.
You know, pinched the journalist or whatever.
Yeah, but he had a smooth move at least. You know, he would ask the young girl, well, who's your favorite magician?
Yeah, well.
And he'd be like, is it David Copperfield?
Well, how do we know that the platinum flyer guy didn't use the same line?
I think with your platinum flyer card on the back, it has cool sayings like that. So
right.
You break your card out and then you're like, you see somebody cute coming down the aisle of the plane. And you're like, what am I going to use on this one? David Copperfield?
You know, but I think what I don't like about it is the term sexual assault is being watered down.
Yeah, you're right.
And that frustrates me.
Sexual assault, really, to me, when I hear that, I'm like, you've been raped.
Right. You've been assaulted. Somebody.
And that makes the people who truly have been assaulted feel invalidated. Or,
exactly.
You know,
yeah.
You know, so I disagree with the categorizing of
how do we reclassify it?
What
should it be called?
Well, some old guy pinched my ass.
Yeah, some old guy was being an old guy.
Malicious pinching.
Right.
Malicious creepy old guy.
You know.
Just creepy.
Violated my personal space.
Unwanted affection.
Yes.
There you go.
You know,
I think you should be allowed to punch him in the head.
Exactly.
Well, if they can touch you.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm all for that.
The touchy-touchy goes two ways.
Right.
And that, you know, I just, it bothers me.
Do you think you could punch a priest?
Yeah.
I heard a story on
if
the
I
radio.
Had to.
It depends on what
I could
he was
punch
doing.
Anybody. I mean, come on.
I heard a story on the radio today. I think it was in France. And these parents took their young baby to get baptized. Right?
I watched the video.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was it France?
I was sad. They weren't speaking English.
The baby, the baby was crying.
Yeah.
And the priest smacked the baby hard across
the face,
and then grabbed the baby and wouldn't give it back to the parents.
Yeah.
I would have murdered that guy.
Oh, the dad looked like he was about to.
I mean, I didn't see the video, but I heard people that watched it, and they were like, the parents were standing there like, what's happening?
Yeah, just in
shock. This is
the
priest. Is this part of the show? I mean,
yeah, and then the dad was fed up with this, like, no, give me the baby. And he wouldn't give him the baby. And, like, it was weird.
Take it easy there, baby raper.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'd...
No.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't
I'd mess
fly.
Up a priest.
Yeah, you don't mess with my kids.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah, just because you're wearing a fancy collar.
Just because you wear your collar backward, don't mean nothing.
Yeah, no. You're not going to mess with my baby.
I'm still going to catch a boot in your ass.
But who smacks a baby?
Right.
Well,
I mean, there were times when I wanted to smack Ty. I refrained, but I wanted
to. Yeah, exactly. You didn't.
And you're not even a priest. No. People only pray for you.
Yeah, see?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What else do we have? Anything?
Nope, done.
Nope.
I did see an article, and I didn't go into it that deeply, but it made me think of...
you don't go into any of them very
Well, it made me think of you, Steph, and it says, walk faster, live longer.
Okay.
So, as you're dawdling around, you know, always three or four steps behind me, just have in the back of your mind, you're probably going to die first because you walk so slow.
I doubt it. I mean, my legs are 6 inches shorter than yours. I cannot walk with those same strides.
Well, he's also got those dainty bird legs.
Yeah, but that does it.
Which
it's not...
cut through the wind, very aerodynamic.
He's light.
Gives
like
me a
dancer.
Nice, swift stride.
And your stride is then technically 6 inches larger than every one of mine.
His loafers are so light.
Well,
I take these articles.
Four steps and I'm 2 feet behind.
These articles are always trying to find ways to live longer and that kind of thing. Walking faster.
Okay.
You're going to live longer than people that just...
Doddle along. Well, see,
that's the sound I hear when I hear you walking behind me.
That's the misconception, and I'm going, trying to keep up.
And I look back and
well, sometimes I give up, and it's like, well, he'll stop eventually.
I'll meet you at the car. Screw you.
I like when I try to, you know, hold her hand. She's like, "You're pulling me."
Slow down. Well, it's usually in the mall.
Speed up, you'll live longer.
You know, when you go to the mall, I like to look at everything.
Yeah.
Dad's
you know,
in and out.
Dad's in and out.
Likes to look at everything but never buy anything.
Well,
how frustrating is that?
You don't have to buy everything you see.
Yes,
Christ, we need to eat too.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to check out the sales.
Look at that. You're going to buy it, hon? Nope.
Wow.
Jesus, what a dick.
Good thing your birthday's over.
Yeah, right.
See how I strategically planned this whole conversation.
Take back the neon. It goes missing in the middle of the night. Don't be surprised.
Yeah. I can take it right back where I got it.
Hey, do either one of you kids have any plans on seeing the new Incredibles movie?
Yes.
I want to, yes.
Yeah.
Well, you got to be careful because apparently if you are prone to seizures, there are some things happening in that movie that will spark a seizure. You could seize out right in the movie theater.
I love seizures.
Remember that Pokemon episode?
It's called photosensitive epilepsy. And because of flashing lights and things like that,
pussification of America,
it could definitely put you into a seizure.
They've had seizure warnings on every video game ever made. I've been fine.
Yeah, they're good.
Says you.
Well, apparently...
did you see the video of the guy who showed up as Frozone?
I didn't see it, but I saw a picture of it.
It was hilarious.
Well, the movie, it came out last week?
Yeah. Something
it's
like that.
Going gangbusters in the
Well, the first one was great.
Oh, yeah, I loved the first one.
I heard a possible spoiler, but I'm hoping and praying that it's not true.
Well, do you want to share it?
No.
So we can tell everybody?
No, just in case it is true. All three of our listeners?
No.
Just in case it is true, because it's like... It's big.
Hey, if you want to give us the spoiler, if you want to give you the spoiler, give us a call, 727-498-0502, and we'll tell you everything we know to ruin the movie for you.
And we haven't seen it, so it's all fake news.
It's all fake news.
Yeah, don't trust the
first one on that cruise ship.
Did we?
I think so.
Apparently in 1997 in Japan, flashing lights in the television cartoon Pokemon were tied to more than 600 cases of convulsions, vomiting, irritated eyes, and other symptoms.
Yes. Remember
that time? What show was that?
This Pokemon. This was a Pokemon show.
I've not heard of a Pokemon. Oh, you mean Pokemon.
Pokemon.
That. Yeah.
Remember that episode?
That's just what I said, Pokemon. Hey, the new Jurassic Park movie comes out today.
Yes.
Ty, you had your Jurassic Park t-shirt on yesterday.
I didn't even know they were doing another one.
No, really? You had Spider-Man on yesterday.
No, yesterday was Jurassic Park.
I don't have a Spider-Man shirt.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh, your birthday's coming.
Who were you hanging out with?
Yeah, right? What was I looking at?
It wasn't your kid.
God damn it.
No, I want to see that one too, but I'd rather, if I had to pick... I would see The Incredibles.
Yeah, Incredibles would be better in theaters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, do we want to play Stump and Chump?
We can.
All right, do we have a theme?
We do.
What would it be?
We do. Our theme is The Wizard of Oz.
Ooh.
And it is because...
Yes.
Judy Garland passed away on June 22nd. 1969.
Taking away all my thunder. You give me that bit of information before the show. I write it down. I'm going to mention it with some other people that passed. And now you're taking it away.
Stole it.
That's why I told you when you asked me. Anyway, I don't know why I bother speaking
this
sometimes.
This is a Judy Garland themed or
cry
Wizard
about
of
it?
Oz.
No. You going to squirt some?
No. It's a Wizard of Oz themed version of Stump the Chump.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
And it's very easy, at least for me. And I think you all have seen the movie enough to zip through this.
All right. Well, before we do that, we have to take a quick break.
Okay.
If we have to potty, let's get it done, kids.
Oh, note to self?
I went the last break.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You forgot to go the first break.
Mm-hmm. All right, everybody. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to play our Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz theme
of Stump the Chump.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
I know my mind is made up. So
right, everybody. We are back. That's Roxanne by the Police. During the first hour of the show, I told you about a magical week that I spent with some very good friends in Ocean City, Maryland, where we were taking the evenings and going to see different concerts. The first one I mentioned earlier in the show was we went to go see the Pretenders at Merriweather Post Pavilion and saw... the Pretenders. But also during that week, we saw the Police at the Capitol Center up in Landover, Maryland. And I mentioned during the first show at the Pretenders that I got hit in the head by a chicken bone.
Yeah.
At the Capitol Center seeing the Police, I did not get hit by a chicken bone.
Oh, nice.
Well, lame.
Better concert.
Much better. Much better.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was telling the kids while it was playing,
yes,
that song reminds me of that one Eddie Murphy movie. Is that Beverly Hills Cop?
Wonder what, did they play it during that song?
No, he sings part of it.
Oh.
I think that's it.
I think it's Beverly Hills Cop. Funny movies. Hannah has never seen them. Yeah. So she's going to Netflix them.
She should.
She should.
Good. They're worth it.
They're fun.
Yep. Anyway, before the break, we said that we were going to play our Wizard of Oz themed version of Stump the Chump.
Yes.
Is everybody ready, kids? Yeah. Does everybody have their bell, their ringer, their hooter?
I was going to say. All right, this first one might be a little hard.
Quiz us.
Okay. What is Dorothy's last name?
Gale.
Yes. Well, that's the hardest one on the whole thing. So you guys better get ready to ring away.
Personal friend of mine.
Mm. So Mark has won. How does Dorothy get to the Land of Oz? Ty.
It's a tornado.
Yes. And Ty has won. What is the name of Dorothy's dog? Hannah.
Come on.
I'm going to give it to
What'd you call him?
Toto.
Oh. I thought you called him Cheeto.
Cheeto.
That's somebody else we know.
Yeah, that's somebody else. What is the name of Dorothy's neighbor who is trying to take her dog? Ty.
It's a Gulch, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, Gulch.
Miss Gulch.
Right.
Ty has two. Good Mark one. Has one. Hannah has Kravitz. One.
Butt Munch.
No. That was from Bewitched. Yeah, right. She was the nosy neighbor. How does Dorothy's neighbor get to Dorothy's house?
Oh, clearly.
Mark?
Bicycle.
Yes. So Mark has two, Ty has two, Hannah has one. How does Dorothy get the magic slippers? Ty.
She kills the other witch.
Her house falls on the witch.
She drops the house on the bitch.
Glenda the good witch gave them to her.
Yes. No. She is given them
because
she done stole them.
She dropped the house on a bitch.
Well, the house dropped on her, but then she couldn't, she didn't take them herself. Glenda.
They magicked off her feet and her feet rolled up. It was gross.
Her gross. Black and white socks rolled up under the house.
Under the house. Mark has three, Ty has two, Hannah has one. What kind of fruit do Dorothy and her friends pick? Ty.
Apples.
Me. Point.
Ty has three. What does the scarecrow want from the wizard? Hannah.
Heart.
No, brain.
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 What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Oh, did you have that loaded up?
Hold on, I do.
Of course, but he's too slow.
Hold on. Where'd it go?
I don't know. It's gone.
Oh, here.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
All right, well, Mark won.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Don't tell him that. Keep going.
There's got to be at least three more.
We can do more.
I'll give him a chance. To
All right.
Take it.
All right. Hold on. I flipped the page. What does the wizard want Dorothy to get from the Wicked Witch? Ty.
A broom.
Yes. So Ty goes for.
Oh, good for you.
How does the wizard plan to get Dorothy home? tie.
Hot air balloon.
Yes.
Another twister.
Another twister.
They're very predictable in Oz.
Where is Dorothy from?
Kansas.
Tie. Damn.
I think Tie won. What color is the road?
A lot. Yellow.
Yellow. And there's a red one. Where's the red one go?
Right. We don't know where the red one goes.
No, that was just the inside of the circle. It's a spiral.
But then it goes off.
It branches off.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Have you seen the film?
Have you seen the film with his eyes closed?
Yeah, right? Every time. What color were Dorothy's slippers?
Ruby.
Which is?
Red. Wooby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we'll give it to Ty because he blew you out of the water there at the end.
Fine. I don't care.
Fine.
Whatever.
Who cares?
I don't like that movie anyway.
So here's some bad news for the Sperminator.
Who is the Sperminator?
Yeah,
the
Sperminator.
That sounds so gross.
Is Ari Nagel.
Who is that?
Well, he's nicknamed the Sperminator. He's been banned from donating sperm in Israel.
Oh. Huh.
Mm-hmm. Nagel.
How do you do that?
Well, Nagel has already fathered by artificial insemination 33 children with another 10 on the way.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah, that's plenty.
Get a real job.
This guy's running batches all day.
I guess.
Nagel's sperm is so popular that women ask for it by name.
What, is he really good looking or something?
Give me some of that Sperminator, please.
What?
Israeli officials say enough is enough. Nagel was told he could be arrested if he tried to donate any more of his sperm.
But he can still impregnate women, correct?
Yes, he can do it that way.
The old-fashioned way.
I don't understand why is he so popular.
Well, the article is very short. Does not say if he's
apparently
good
he is not
a rocket scientist or
there's
a super
something.
Athlete or doesn't say anything like that.
There you go, Ty.
He's got the most sand in the sandbox over there.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And he's an American.
Oh.
That's the thing.
Wow. Oh, yeah, no more of those American babies.
No.
Mm-mm. No more.
Let's see. Oh, Ty, this is cool. Now, you know who Travis Pastrana is.
Yeah.
Okay. Travis Pastrana.
You know who Evel Knievel is.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know back when I was a kid that Evel Knievel went to Caesar's Palace and, attempted to jump over the fountains.
His whole body.
Right. He attempted to jump over the fountains. He cleared all the fountains, but the landing was rough.
That's one of the best videos ever.
Yeah. Evel Knievel rough. Bouncing off the pavement.
That's right. When they discovered that watching people fall down is internet gold.
Yeah.
Put this on the TV now.
Yeah, right. Here's the thing. Evel Knievel was attempting to make all these jumps in a Harley or on a Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
Let's pick a heavier bike.
Right.
You know?
This one looks pretty aerodynamic.
Next week we're going to try to do it in a Cadillac.
Yeah. He's
going to jump a horse.
But Travis Pastrana, I thought he was just a skateboarder, but I guess he's
he's a motocross guy.
He's not. He doesn't do skateboarding either?
No. Sure he's done it recreationally. Mm-hmm.
But he does he's the motorcycle guy, I guess he does like the boom, boom, huck jam and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he also does the rally car or whatever.
Okay. Well, he's going to be attempting to do the exact same jump at Caesar's Palace on July 8th.
The exact? Is he trying to copy the landing at all?
No, hopefully not. No, he is hoping to make it flawless.
Like
without a crushed body.
Mm-hmm. More padding.
So that's kind of interesting. I will tune into that.
When is that?
July 8th. Remember back in the day when Evel was going to do stuff like that? It was like on Wide World of Sports.
Yes.
It was always like on a Sunday.
And
you'd watch the football game, and then after the football game, it's a Wide World of Sports special.
Right.
Evel Knievel is going to kill himself again.
All the hype and hullabaloo.
Right.
But that was back when there were only three channels. So.
He did make some jumps where he made it. I mean, I saw him jump over a bunch of buses and
he made a
stuff
couple.
Like that. But that one at Caesar's Palace.
He was
kind
of impressive.
What was the one he did where he really messed himself up and they put the camera in his face. He's like, that was it. I'm done.
That might have been Caesar's Palace because, I mean.
I think he was in a coma.
He broke just about everything. He broke his hip. Cracked his skull. I mean, broke just about everything.
No, I think this one he just shattered his ass or something. And they put the camera in his face. I'm done. That was it.
Yeah. I'm done.
Well, you know what's so funny is that when he died, he lived here.
Yeah.
Like locally.
Yeah.
Dude was a cowboy. He was not a good dude.
Well, there was a funny story that I heard. He used to like to go to this local bar, and if he had too much to drink, people would be like, Evil, do you want us to give you a ride home? And he's like, I'm Evil effing Knievel, bitch. I'll ride myself home.
I'm fine. Yeah. What am I going to do? Crack up my car? No big deal. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know what's so funny is Mike Calta on 102.5 The Bone, the Mike Calta show, he actually became friends with Evel Knievel. He lived in the same building when he first came down here to Florida. And to this day, he still stays in touch with Evel's widow.
Ah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So that's kind of cool. He's actually got some very cool
memorabilia.
Merch.
Evel Knievel is like Johnny Cash with a motorcycle.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Yep. So let's talk about some dead people.
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Well, I said Judy Garland passed away.
Right. Well,
does
anybody know who Coco the gorilla was?
Yes.
Coco the gorilla died on Tuesday at the age of 46. Hannah, well, how do you know who Coco is?
Wasn't she the famous one with the Wrangler or the?
No, the sign language.
Yeah, yeah, the sign language one. Yeah, yeah.
Back early when Coco was just a young gorilla, became so famous because so smart. She had a huge following, stars and that, all kinds of people would gravitate toward her because of her intelligence. As a matter of fact, she made the cover of National Geographic twice, once in 1978 and another time in 1985. And she was the subject of many documentaries. By the time of her death, Coco's vocabulary had ballooned to more than 2,000 words.
Nice.
That's pretty incredible. Yeah. Now, here's
a
story.
More than the president.
Oh, this is Coco was born July 4th, 1971. Her given name was Hanabiko, Japanese for fireworks child.
Ah.
How about that? Right.
There you go. Maybe we should look at Japan.
Here's a story. Here's a story that I heard today that's very cute, very sweet. One of Coco's favorite things to do was to watch Mr. Rogers.
Oh.
Okay. So Mr. Rogers got word of that and went to visit Coco. Mm. First thing Coco does when Mr. Rogers comes in.
Tore his face off.
Nope. No. Took his shoes off.
Oh.
Sat him down and took his shoes off.
How cute.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. That's sweet.
So too anyway. Sweet. I want to see that movie too.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. Now, somebody else who passed away this week was Charles Krauthammer. Krauthammer, Hannah. The Pulitzer Prize winning columnist passed away Thursday, yesterday. He was 68 years old. He announced a year ago that he had a cancerous tumor in his abdomen, and earlier this month revealed that he likely had just weeks to live. So he was right.
Yes.
He wrote in the Washington Post, I leave this life with no regrets. Now, this guy was sort of a conservative writer, but was kind of prone to changing his stance on things. Could not stand Trump, but he could sort of become very Republican and very Democratic at the same time. Was sort of a even-keeled kind of guy.
Nice.
One of the things that I heard today that I had no idea of, it's not like I knew a lot about Charles Krauthammer. But I did hear today something that I did not know at all, and it's that when he was in college, he was on the diving team, had an accident, and that he was a paraplegic.
Oh.
I did not know that.
Wow.
Did not know that. Anyway, he passed
that's
away.
Tragic.
Like I said, he was 68 years old.
Hmm.
So, anyway, that's that. Rest in peace, everybody.
Yes.
It's better than resting in pieces, like Evel Knievel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else? Do we have anything else?
What else?
Well, for Christ's sake, I mean, you guys ran me out of all my stories. What else do we have?
Well, geez, end it.
No, no.
I can't end it. It's too early.
Pinch it off.
What's going on with this weekend? I know that you're going to Lakeland, Steph.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be having a huge party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Message him. Except for that I get copies of all the Twitters as well. So, you know.
So you know how, like, kindergartners and stuff like that, they do nursery rhymes?
Yes.
Well, there's a school in Massachusetts that is now changing up their nursery rhymes to include lines like, lockdown, lockdown, lock the door, shut the lights off, say no more.
Mm-hmm.
Because of all the school shootings.
Yes.
Oh,
so they're trying
God.
To... Well, listen. Those kinds of... ways of teaching, it's very militaristic. When you go into the military, they have all of these things that you need to try to memorize, and they have all of these like sayings, like I can't remember hardly any of them, but there's like
it didn't
well
work.
You weren't paying attention.
No,
like
I was
every paying. Good boy does fine when you're learning the piano.
Yeah, I mean, like bam, like BAMSIS, be aware, whatever, I can't remember any of them. But all these acronyms, you know, so that this is the way that they are now teaching these young kids to, you know, have this, you know, in the back of their mind.
So that it's just automatic.
They're ready. They're ready. Mm-hmm.
Terrible times we live in. Yeah. You can't have your lemonade stand. You're learning your lockout drill in a nursery rhyme.
This article said that... I guess Uber drivers are now, they have just filed a patent on an AI technology that can determine a potential passenger's level of inebriation based on movements of his or her smartphone.
Well, they're either inebriated or have Parkinson's disease. Mm-hmm. That seems a little discriminatory.
Yeah, so they can decide whether or not they want to give that person a ride.
Isn't that their whole deal?
Yeah. Right.
Picking up drunk people?
I guess that's what I thought. And that,
you know, I thought that was the go-to for...
Don't drink and drive, take an Uber.
Right. Yeah. Well, maybe Lyft won't use it. Or the taxi cab company. Mm-hmm. But the taxi cab company, you have to call, so they'll probably know.
Oh, my God. Did you see the story about that woman in Virginia? She was driving to work, and that snake came out of her vents.
Nope.
What?
Out of, like, her air-conditioned vents.
I'd seriously crash the car.
I would crash the car.
2.5-foot snake.
Jumping out of the car.
Yeah, I definitely... There's no way I could have handled that.
No.
Traffic, I don't care.
No, I'm
tree. Here we
stopping
go.
Right then and leaping out.
How do you stop? You just take your seatbelt off. That's as much time as you have. Get your seatbelt off and jump out.
Well, she originally panicked. She pulled over.
Really?
Yeah.
God, what a...
Well,
what,
she pulled over, and
response.
By the time she got the car parked and stuff like that, the snake had now come out of the vent and hidden in the car.
Yeah.
She couldn't find it.
Mm-mm. No.
So she went on to work.
No.
She then got back in the car with this snake hiding in her.
No way.
No. I would have set the car ablaze.
I would not have gotten. I would have walked to work.
Sending it into the river.
I would not have. I would not have gotten back in that car. Yeah. If I had kept it together long enough to pull over.
Yeah.
I am out. And
I would not put the car in park. It's rolling. I'm letting it go.
Yeah. I'm doing the pee-pee dance by the side of the road.
Like, no.
On the phone.
Because I would never trust it again, even if you got it out.
No.
Babies.
Well, she not only got back in the car, went to work, okay? Then she got back in the car to go home.
Nope.
No.
Her and her husband did something that was quite ingenious, I think. You know those sticky traps, like for mice and rats and stuff like that? So she put a bunch of sticky traps in the car, And the next morning, she woke up and the snake was stuck to the sticky traps.
Yeah, no. That's... One, I'm not getting back in the car to get to work.
No.
I'm not going close enough to the car to lay out sticky traps.
No.
The car is dead to me.
It was like a garter snake, though.
I don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It could be a black racer.
Two and a half feet long. That's a sizable snake.
I'd be calling Auto Nation or one of those companies.
Rent a car.
Well,
drop
I'd be calling them to say, I need a price. You know, how much will you buy my car for right now?
Right now.
Great. Call AAA and have them tow it there. Mm-hmm. I'll be right behind.
Right.
I will never get in that car again.
No. Right.
That's way too much.
Okay, so you remember back in 2015 that Knucklehead went into that church in South Carolina and shot up all those parishioners. But since then, what they've done is they've decided to remove a lot of Confederate statues. Right. And they've done that. They've removed quite a few statues. But there are still like 722 Confederate monuments still standing in 23 different states. What states do you think have the most Confederate statues?
Virginia.
Yeah, Virginia.
Virginia is one of them, yes.
North Carolina.
As another one, yes.
South Carolina.
No.
Georgia.
No? Well, the whole shooting happened in South Carolina, so I think they've wiped them out there. What's the other one?
Georgia.
Georgia.
Florida.
Very good. Very good. Well, Georgia, Virginia,
Alabama,
and North Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not surprising.
No.
Well, it's the axis of evil.
Richmond is like the...
The birthplace of the Confederacy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Had your chance, muffed it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Muffed it. All right. So what else do we have? Anything?
Well, Ty, when's your next show?
July 7th.
So that's
where? Brass Mug.
Brass Mug.
Good old that's, Brass Mug.
Is that next weekend?
No.
The weekend after.
Right.
So 2 weeks. Mm. The 4th of July is right around the corner.
Unbelievable.
I know.
Summer is flying by.
Flying
Yesterday by. Yesterday was the first day of summer.
I know. Yeah, but the 4th will be here very soon.
Right. Do you guys want to hear these quotes that I have?
Yes.
All right. The first one I have says, laughter is a tranquilizer with no side effects.
Nice. I like that.
That came from humorist Arnold H. Glasow. The next one says, the American dream of rags to riches is a dream for a reason. It's hard to achieve.
Yeah.
And that came from inventor and engineer Robert Fulton. The last one says, people never believe in volcanoes until the lava overtakes them. I came from philosopher George Santayana.
And the owner of that Mustang.
And the owner of that Mustang, right. The next one says, where all think alike, no one thinks very much.
Where all think alike.
Yeah, where all think alike, no one thinks very much. That came from journalist Walter Lippmann.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give me any Lippmann. Let's see. And the last one says, the way I see it, if you want the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain.
Yes.
Oh, I do have a couple more. Hold on. Since we have a little bit of time. The last one says, healing crystals are a hoax set up by the pet rock industry.
Love it.
Perfect.
From somebody named Sagan Reynolds. Yeah. I saw that on Facebook.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. And the last one says, it's not who you are that holds you back, it's who you think you're not.
Yes.
And that came from author Dennis Waitley. Dennis Waitley.
Dennis Waitley. What about the one I gave you from Judy Garland?
Third one.
You gave me a whole bunch of them.
But I like the top one.
The top one. The top one says, always be a first-rate version of yourself instead of a second-rate version of somebody else.
Yes.
Are you sure that came from her?
I don't know. It's credited to her. I liked that one.
She also says, I was born at the age of 12 on an MGM lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
That's when she started working at MGM. She didn't exist before.
Yeah, that's not her real name.
Judy? Right. It's not a real name?
It's not. I forget what her real... It's something chewy.
Oh.
They changed it.
Ida.
Probably.
Ida. Ima.
Did we talk about the lady that strangled the bobcat?
No.
No.
We didn't talk about that. That happened like last weekend or something like that. A lady in Georgia, she went outside to take a picture of a new sticker that she put on her car, and she was confronted by a bobcat in her front yard.
Moving. Now I'm moving.
So she strangled it.
Yeah, well, it attacked her, and she strangled it.
To death?
To death.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it messed her up pretty good. I mean, she had scratches all over her face and torso and legs and arms and stuff
like
that.
But hey, she won.
That's, yeah, right.
That's legendary. Like, good job.
I was listening to the Mike Calta show. They actually interviewed her, and they were like, have you ever taken down any other kind of animal? And she was like, yeah, well, I've put a horse on the ground before.
Oh, jeez. So
she was a farm girl. She was pretty stocky. You know?
Yeah.
Bad to the bone.
Yeah. But,
I can't imagine.
Takes nothing.
No. And they asked her how big this bobcat was, and she said, 25, 30 pounds, which isn't that big. You would think that it would be bigger than that, but still. And it was rabid.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So she had to go and get all those rabies shots.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
If I saw something like that, I would have a heart attack.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. She didn't have a choice. It as soon as they made eye contact, it started attacking. It's like she had no time to run or anything like that. And she didn't want to call for help because her 5-year-old granddaughter was in the house. And she knew that if she called for help, she'd come outside. What if she, lost her grip on this bobcat's neck and then it attacked the 5-year-old?
Right.
I mean, that's what I would be hoping for if I was her, is that it got away from me and took out the kid.
Oh, great. Oh, way to go, Trump. Good job.
Look, I've been scratched enough. Or
like the TV person, I should have looked it up, but he went on a rant about, well, why do we care about those children? They're right. Not ours. Mm-hmm. Holy cow!
Yeah,
good job, buddy.
Good job. Yeah, to be humanitarian.
Then I like Jeff Sessions, where he comes out and says, "Well, if you don't want your kids taken, don't bring them."
Yeah.
I'll just leave him back there and the corruption and all that.
You're right. I'll just buy one bus ticket.
He's just a Keebler elf.
That guy needs to be hung by his toenails. Truly. He's the worst one of all of them. He's the devil.
Yeah.
All right. We should wrap this up.
Yes, we do need to wrap it up.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. Hannah Claire, before we wrap it up, do you have anything you want to add?
Farewell Asylum.
Farewell Asylum.
It's been real.
Yep. Stephanie, do you have anything you want to add?
No, not really. No.
Ty Ginn, anything?
Nope.
Any, nothing, how to make it through the Gay Pride Festival or anything like that? Nothing. Okay. I don't have anything to add other than Semper Fi Devil Dogs and I Miss Your Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody. Like I said, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening. We really like coming to you every Friday evening. And we look forward to coming to you next weekend or next Friday.
Next Friday.
Next Friday. Now, look, it's hot as balls outside.
Yes.
Stay inside.
Yeah. Hydrate.
Hydrate and enjoy some AC. All right, everybody, we're going to take off now. Enjoy this song. This is by Maria Muldaur. It's called Midnight at the Oasis. When was the last time you heard this song?
Forever.
See you
Never.
Next week. See you next week.
Midnight at the Oasis. To bed, shadows painting our faces, traces of romance in our heads, heaven's holding a half moon, shining just for us, let's slip off to a sand.